Robin, Terry and Bob's Time Capsule.
Robin, it seems odd in this time of COVID and isolation to celebrate something that's gone viral and gone viral globally, and yet that is what we're going to be doing.
Yes, we are.
Because it started on a fateful bin night in Hervey Bay, and Danielle Askew took her bin out to the footpath and started something wonderful. Hello, Danielle.
Hello, how are you?
Did you have any idea when you took your bin out that it was going to become what it's become today?
I had no idea at all. It just blew my mind that it creeped up to 1 million followers within 3 weeks.
What do you think it was, Danielle? I mean, maybe the answer to that is why you started it in the first place.
Well, I simply started it to make my friends laugh because I'm that person who is a clown. So a friend put on her Facebook page, day six isolation, I'm excited, it's bin night, I get to go out. And I said to her, how about we dress up, take our bins out and have a giggle? And that's how it started.
What was your first costume, Danielle? Because we've had a lot of international fashion since then.
I dressed up as Elsa out of Frozen because my children love to dance to Let It Go every single day. So that was for them.
See, it takes someone creative like that to put those two things together, beautiful costumes and boring bins.
And I have so many costumes. I like to dress up with the children all the time, so I have tutus in every colour for Why Not Tutu Friday.
Oh, Why Not Tutu Friday. I am all over that with you, Danielle. That's awesome.
Awesome. Excellent.
Where in the world have you seen the most unusual bin outing so far?
Oh, I think there was one in Switzerland and it was in the icy cold snow.
What were they wearing? Were they wearing something?
Not much at all. And I was like, oh my goodness, that is freezing.
Oh no. But just about every continent, I think you've had someone taking their bins out now?
Yes, definitely. It has definitely gone global and everyone is communicating and laughing and just uniting across the world. It's amazing.
Do you have a favourite outfit that you've seen around the world?
Oh, there was one person who made a suit out of newspaper, which was very imaginative.
Excellent.
And yeah, there's so many amazing ones. There's a guy called Tan Marley who dresses up every single day in a different outfit in the UK.
What have you started? Look what you did.
Danielle, you don't get anything from this particularly, do you?
No. And some of my beautiful friends are helping me moderate the page and working around the clock for nothing. It's pure love.
And have you got that back in spades?
Well, a beautiful story. I have a foster sister and her daughter was my flower girl at my wedding. Actually, tomorrow will be 31 years ago. And then we lost touch. So from this page, Astrida contacted me and said, hey, are you the same Danielle Askew? And I was like, oh my goodness, I've been wondering about you my whole life. And so we're now planning on reconnecting after we can get out of isolation.
We're at the tip. What are you going to...
No. We're planning on something a little bit more classy. I'm sure there'll be a bin in a photo somewhere.
I'm sure there will be. Do you know what, Danielle? I thought the most creative thing that I used to do with bins was called the wheelie bin bar, which we would have on a Sunday when we took our bins out. And I'm seriously thinking about bringing it back in my street with costumes. So thank you very much.
Definitely.
Now, we are putting together a time capsule. If it was all about you, it would actually be a wheelie bin buried in the ground. But to commemorate this time, and as you are a great Queensland invention that went absolutely global and really expressed what people were feeling in this time of isolation, is there anything from your world that we could put into the time capsule?
Well, we've actually made some merchandise, but I'm afraid it didn't really take off very well.
Oh.
So I do have a calendar that I will have some amazing participants in it. And actually the money, all the profits from that is going to Camp Quality and Doctors Without Borders. So I will endeavour to get one of those to you to put in a time capsule.
We'll put this in the time capsule and everyone will be so jealous they'll all want to get one.
And considering it's what's on, the calendars are just going to be just beautiful.
Danielle, you put a lot of smiles on people's faces right around the world just from one simple idea. So thank you very much. You nailed it.
Well, thank you. And I just believe I was at the right place at the right time just to unite the world in laughter. So I feel blessed and humbled that I was that person.
And I will personally celebrate you every Wednesday evening.
Excellent. Wednesday's also my bin night.
Oh, we're connected.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And if you haven't joined on Facebook, Bin Isolation Outing, you can join now and you can become the 1,060,586th member.
It's so cute.
I have to join that group. I did it once.
Yes.
When we first started talking about it, my captain's outfit, airline captain's outfit, I went out to the
front of the street. You've got to add it, Bobby.
I put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But nobody came out. Nobody cared.